One idea that did make me stop and go, actually, that's beautiful, is just to do with the connection we all have because of DNA. And when I say that, most people would think, oh yeah, you mean a similarity, some kind of metaphorical connection. But it actually turns out there is a direct physical connection. And this is because of the way that DNA replicates. DNA makes copies of itself. I'm Aoife McLysett. I'm a professor in genetics in Trinity. In order for genetic information to be inherited, the DNA has to be copied. And so a copy gets made and it goes into the sperm or the egg or the pollen or the whatever. And that's how it gets passed on to the next generation. And the way it gets copied is, if you think about the double helix, it's like a twisted rope ladder, and it splits down the middle of the rungs. And each half becomes the template for a new whole. So every new strand of DNA is half old, half new, which means that every new piece of DNA has touched older DNA, which touched older DNA, older DNA, older DNA. And so this connects you very obviously to your parents and to your grandparents, but that connection goes on right the way back. And so there's a physical connection through all of life. Ever since DNA originated, everything that's descended from that has this physical connection. And I had known about how DNA replicates for a long time. It's kind of one of the first things you learn in biology. But I hadn't thought about it in that way. I hadn't thought about the fact that it's an actual, real connection with the past. You know, it's like a paper chain of little men holding hands, and it just goes right back into the past.
So DNA is at the center of your research, right? It's at the center of your field. But what topics are you and your group looking into at the moment? What are you trying to figure out?
So one area that we're interested in is where do new genes come from? And this is something we've been working on for a little while. It's a project that started by accident in a certain way, which is also fun. What we were trying to do was something slightly different. We were just comparing the genes present in, say, the human genome and the chimpanzee genome. And what we found was, when we were doing this comparison with human and chimpanzee, we found some human genes that we just couldn't match up with chimpanzee. And as everybody knows, chimpanzee is identical, almost, you know, 98% identical at the DNA level. So this was really surprising. And so when we looked through, we could find the DNA, but we could also see that it wasn't a gene in chimp and it is a gene in human. So we could actually see there were just small little changes in the DNA that made it into a gene in human. So we could trace those small little steps. So in here in my lab, my first PhD student, actually, he discovered the first ever completely novel human-specific genes. Nobody had ever found one before. So
unique to us.
Yep, they only exist in humans.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we're still working on that kind of thing. So we're looking at these newly evolved genes. We call them de novo genes. And we've been looking in primates in general and in other lineages. And it's turned out that it is a rare but consistent feature of evolution.